Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the voice guy said, we'll get back to the Lions here in a second, but some takeaways from the long weekend that featured a World Series, college football, NFL at large, and we begin with Mario Cristobal. Nobody does less with more than Mario Cristobal. He's now 4-9 in the month of November at Miami. He had the number one overall pick at quarterback a year ago. Another proven vet this time, and it's happening all over again.
I'm not really sure how to answer this because I agree, so it's not an overreaction. But it's also, there are plenty of others who have done less with more. And so maybe I'm saying it's not an overreaction because Franklin, I mean... You talk about a guy that recruits.
At least his team would make the playoff. Cristobal can't get in.
Yeah, but yes, he can't get in. And some of it is just, you know, self-inflicted wounds. But, I mean, with the amount of talent that James Franklin has had in Happy Valley.
And, you can't include him, though. He's not employed.
Yes, but I can. He will be employed again, and he'll do the same thing.
Is this a current coach question? Because I'm not prepared for an all-time
coach.
In the
history of college football. Just tell
me
what you think.
I'd say Bo Schembechler then.
Hey-o. Check on that bowl record.
Okay, yeah. Somebody that was employed in this college football season.
That's not just
what do you think of Cristobal?
You know what? This is not an overreaction because, like, you could do, what you're going to do Dabo, but if you look at the track record, he has two natties. I mean, but Dabo's kind of falling apart. You look at a program like Florida State, you know, that was revered much like Miami, and it's been a coaching carousel down there. So this is not an overreaction.
Do you believe? They're saying Heisman Trophy. Julian Sayin will win the Heisman. Look, Penn State's not what we thought they'd be, but those are NFL throws down the field. He used his legs too. He's thrown for 300-plus yards in three of the last four games. 15 touchdowns, zero picks in the Big Ten. Your Heisman Trophy winner plays in Columbus.
It's not an overreaction because he will be in New York. If you're asking me to take Julian Sayin or the field, I'll probably take the field. So I guess I'm saying it's an overreaction. I mean, what he does against Michigan will determine whether he wins the Heisman or not. And so he's got his Heisman moments already, but he's got the best ones ahead of him.
Michigan and Indiana.
Right.
I would say this is an overreaction for now, and I thought their response coming out of halftime was very impressive when that game got to 3 points. But this is an overreaction because Mendoza's right there, too, and the Big Ten championship game will decide this award.
You're the slob. You're the gross one. Bryce Underwood isn't developing. The Wisconsin game to start the month of October feels like forever ago. He has no touch on the ball. He's sailing a lot of throws. He hasn't thrown a touchdown in back-to-back weeks, and against Purdue, the guy had multiple red zone turnovers.
This is an overreaction, and I only say that because I know you're going back to Wisconsin. Washington, he was very effective and really good. He's 21-27, and a couple of drops could have been even better. Some of this is on him in regards to the interception that he threw, the fumble that he had, but it's also receivers not being in the right place at the right time. So there's a lot more going on other than just Bryce Underwood being a freshman. He's going to have freshman moments. He is better now than he was at the beginning of the season. And so I think this is just a little bit of an overreaction.
I'm going to say not an overreaction, and that might be a little unfair. And you can blame play calling. You can blame the receivers. I know Doug, actually, I was sitting out in the bullpen last week, and he showed me a specific play on why Samaj Morgan had to be in the game because the other receiver wasn't doing what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Okay, so, but special players have special moments, and I've really yet to see that from Underwood. Little concerned.
Well, you started to see it a little bit, even though it wasn't in the pass game. All of the yards that he had on the ground were just him improvising. And the interception that he threw, he should have just ran the ball.
But I got to see it with the arm.
Yeah.
Doomy. We just witnessed the greatest World Series ever. Only four World Series have gone with Game 7 extra innings since the sport integrated. Like, we're talking about rarefied air. Mm-hmm. 74 innings is the most ever. And we had the longest World Series game ever played. The star power, Ohtani, Vlad, Yamamoto winning three games, including pitching Game 7 on 0 days rest. That's the greatest World Series ever played.
To me, this is not an overreaction. And I know that this could be very, you know, subjective in regards to what you believe was. And it's all about opinion. The fact that after the game got over on Saturday, I was able to go home and watch 9, 10, and 11. It was awesome. And the fact that I actually saw the end of the 18-inning game because I got up early that day and I turned on the TV, there it was. So it to me, this is, yes, not an overreaction. It was so much fun to watch. And because L.A. won it, I'm not a Dodgers fan. I do live with one. It's irritating, but I think in the end, this will be a good thing for baseball.
All right, yeah, John said it's subjective. So for me, therefore, it is an overreaction. Now, I'll give a little bonus like point or whatever to the 86 series is really good, but that's number three in my mind. This one was number two. Number one is 91. Kirby Puckett, walk-off in game six. Jack Buck says, we'll see you Sunday night. Signature call. And then game seven, 10 innings, scoreless. So you had extra innings in six and seven. Game seven goes 10 innings. The Jack Morris, John Smoltz pitching matchup was the greatest pitching performance in a matchup between the two ever in my life. And a little bit of heart goes to Jack Morris in that, too. So that's why it's subjective. Maybe I'm a little jaded.
Sure, I get that. But the other thing, too, is the Toronto Blue Jays were literally, 3 inches away from winning the World Series?
Yep, the drama.
And then all of a sudden it flips.
How about bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth and bases loaded in the tenth? Both teams having a chance to end it and win it.
Can you imagine driving into work in Toronto this morning? Have we ever had it that bad? Like, maybe the 2009 Red Wings, but at least that was Friday night.
And they had won the year before. You know, I don't know how you ever get over this if you're a Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They tried. The Dodgers are good for baseball. Unpopular opinion, but it's true. They give us a collection of stars to root for or against. They bring notoriety to the game. You know who's bad for baseball? The Pirates, the A's, the Marlins, the Rays, and the White Sox. Owners that don't want to spend, that want to serve as farm systems. At least the Dodgers provide a North Star for teams to chase. They want to win, and they go for it.
So I'm going to say this is not an overreaction, but for a different reason. I just mentioned that the Dodgers are going to be good for baseball. I don't like it that they've won back-to-back World Series titles. And in fact, they should be the favorites to win again next year. And if we go into 27 with a three-peat for a team that has spent this amount of money, because there are a lot of teams that should be spending more money, but I don't know that there's a lot. In fact, there's not a lot. There may be two or three others that can spend as much as the Dodgers. If they're good for baseball, if it forces some form of either salary cap or salary floor, and other teams are supposed to spend, because I don't think there's baseball in 2027, especially if there's going to be a lockout if the Dodgers end up winning three in a row going into that new CBA.
So this is not an overreaction, and I do believe a lot of what John said there in terms of this will ultimately help the rest of the sport, because it's got to get corrected. You can't be in a situation where a team can spend like this and others don't even have the money to do that. But I actually think also dynasties are good for sports. I love that there's a hunted in baseball. I love that this team kind of in their second run here, three overall in the last 5 years or whatever it is. But the fact that last year they were so dominant, but this year they actually played in the wild card round, that they flipped the switch. That's a dynasty right there. It's kind of like the Chiefs when they went 10-6 and won the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It says, Mew, that on Sunday was the real Daniel Jones, and the Colts aren't a real Super Bowl contender. There's a reason Vegas doesn't have them as a Super Bowl contender on the odds. That's Daniel Jones. 5 turnovers, more than he had all season. I think we saw who the Colts really are.
No, I think it was just a bad day for the Colts because, I mean, we've talked about this with our own Lions. They ran the ball 19 times. Jonathan Taylor 14 times for 45 yards. The recipe for them is not for Daniel Jones to be throwing the ball 50 times. It is for him to be throwing the ball around 30 times, but for them to be able to be productive in the run game. They didn't do that. Daniel Jones is not a guy that you're going to go out there and win the game with. He is a guy that you can win with, though.
Yeah, I think it's an overreaction for now because this, I think you're picking the worst game of the season for them, and every team has a worst game of the season. They are a balanced team. They still have what I think is the best offensive line in the league. But Daniel Jones, yeah, you really raise an eyebrow there, almost like Darnold last year.
I was going to say, are these not the Vikings of 2024? They'll have a lot of regular season wins and then a quick early exit in the postseason.
They have more of a balanced offense. Like I think they could go into Buffalo and give them a game. The Bills' run D is not that good. So I think the Bills and Chiefs are the top two contenders in the AFC. But I think you have to still label the Colts as a contender.
Depth.
The Rams are the best team in the NFC. Matthew Stafford leads the NFL in touchdowns. 21 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. They have a quarterback that's done it. They should have won in Philly last year in the playoffs, this year in the regular season. Their defensive front is special. They are rolling. Nobody better in the NFC.
I still think it's the Eagles. And I know the Rams play the Eagles. Eagles won. And so I'm, and I think the Eagles are getting right at the right time. I am very concerned about the Lions, you know, trip to Philly. Their defense is starting to play better, and the offense is well balanced in the last couple of games. Saquon Barkley, and they've also got a quarterback that's done it before.
Jim, this is an overreaction. I don't live in a world of should haves. The Rams are 0-2 against the Eagles the last two times they played them. You can say whatever you want, but they won, the Eagles won. And I I'm Mr. Philadelphia.
Yeah, can't go back on that, can you?
He's doing the windmill. He's whipping it. He's having a good time. This is finally the year for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Yes, they've won in the regular season before, but they befuddled Patrick Mahomes. They held him under 50% completion, worst in any regular season game in his career. They did it by taking away the stuff over the top. They brought in pass rushers. They went heavy to address their defense in the offseason. And a win like that can propel them to hosting the playoff meeting between these two teams, something that has rarely happened. Many of the losses in the postseason have come at Arrowhead. This is the year, buoyed by that game, that the Bills get it done.
It's an overreaction at this point. And it's I'm not going to sit there and say just because they won in the regular season. How many times have we seen them win in the regular season and then lose in the postseason?
Yeah, they've won at Arrowhead in the regular season.
Right. And so, yeah, I think this is an overreaction at this point. And I don't know if it's Kansas City that thwarts them. It could be in Indianapolis. Tom just brought up a great point. And you said it. They invested a lot in the defense, yet the defense can't stop the run.
Yeah, maybe Josh Allen won the MVP yesterday. Nice with all your little regular season trophies, Bills. But last Thursday, this overreactions is built for this, okay? Last Thursday and Thursday touchdown, I had the question of, are you taking the Chiefs or the field in the AFC? And he took the Chiefs. And I do too. And until I see the Bills beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, I'm not picking the Bills. Wow,
using
5 days
words.
Later.
Wow.
We want to play this game. Who had the Bills winning it preseason? This guy. And it was with the thought that they would host the AFC matchup.
Wow. You had the Chiefs
you're
last
just
week.
Bouncing all over the place, aren't you?
Hippity hop.
Do you even know who
like
you are?
Hey, no. Like a tennis ball on the radio. Do it, John.
This was a swing game. Guys, was this not a swing game? Will this not decide potentially who hosts that playoff
game? It doesn't matter. They won the divisional game there a couple years ago. The Chiefs did. They went into Buffalo and won.
Three of the four playoff losses have been at Arrowhead. This is a huge swing game. Like, you don't have to buy it.
And I thought I was the Bills and Josh Allen suck up around here. That's like a little theme that happens on tech sometimes. Mm-hmm.
You're overreact, Jim's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.